Introducing two new Subway melts. Try the new chicken cordon bleu melt stacked with juicy chicken, black forest ham, and melted cheese. Or the new $5 footlong chicken marinara melt. Tender chicken covered in marinara sauce and melted cheese. Melted goodness made irresistible. Subway melts. Subway. Eat fresh. The BS Report is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Week 13 in the books, week 14 coming up. I got shellacked. I've shut down gambling operations until the playoffs. I'm just tired of getting my butt kicked. I don't know what happened. I went on my book tour. I was 64-38 in my column. Now I'm barely over 500. The wheels collapsed. As always, in the Subway Fresh Take Hotline against the Lions, Cousin Sal. Cousin Sal, what happened to me?
What's happening, Bill? I think whatever happened to you, I'm catching the same thing. I was bragging to you Thursday night. I actually picked the final score of the Jets-Bills correct, like 19.
Yeah, you did.
Who picks 19? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm on top of the world. I haven't done this in 8 years. I picked Donny Osmond to win Dancing with the Stars. I'm on fire. And then I went, I think, 3-12 the rest of the week.
Just yeah, I did exactly the same. I went 2-12 on Sunday. And then, of course, backed off on Monday when I loved the Packers, and they, of course, covered, which is really the final chapter whenever you're getting your butt kicked, is that you finally decide to lay off, and then the one team wins. We have some special guests coming up in about 20 minutes, so let's hit the Week 14 lines, and then we'll get to them.
All right, let's do it. Just recapping, whoever wins at the end of the year gets to smash the loser with a Subway Fresh sub, right?
Yes, and I'm leading 7-6.
You're up 7 weeks to six. Here's week 14.
Hey, by the way, you're going to win this week because I didn't do my process of going through the matchups.
All right. Pittsburgh at Cleveland, Thursday night.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland. I don't trust this Pittsburgh team. I don't think Vegas does either. I'm going to say Pittsburgh by 9.5.
Oh, all right. You get it. I said 13, and it's 10. And this game is specifically put on the board so we could lose the first leg of a three-team 10-point lead.
Yeah, they do look enticing. Do we trust the Steelers anymore, or are they just not a good team?
I don't know why, but I have them winning the last four games, and I don't want to count them out of it yet.
Well, let me throw this theory at you very quickly.
Yeah.
So every year it seems like one team that we all count out just gets hot in December and then becomes a dangerous playoff team. There's a lot of candidates for that this year.
Yeah.
We have more candidates, I think, than we've ever had because you could argue that's already happened in the Green Bay. You could argue that the Giants are the prime candidate for that because everybody wrote them off. You could say the Steelers are a good candidate. And there's one other team. They're already on there. I think Arizona a little bit because the Warner concussion thing threw everybody off the scent of them. I loved Arizona. I definitely would not have picked Minnesota if I knew Warner was going to play on Sunday. They're a really good team, Arizona.
Yeah, and it would make sense that one of these teams flies under the radar when anyone could talk about is the Saints, the Vikings, and the Colts all year, and then we're going to see the Jaguars win the AFC or something.
Well, that sixth seed now is a quagmire. There's five teams that could get it. All right, let's go to the next game.
All right, Buffalo, Kansas City, Sunday.
You know, I picked Kansas City last week because Gus, my buddy, sent me this stat that the Broncos were 1-16 in Arrowhead in December.
Yeah.
I sent him a text about midway through the second quarter, just, I hate you. Because this Chiefs team is going to defy any historical stat. They're just awful. It's just an awful team.
Not at all. Yeah.
They're bad.
I love taking them at home, but that last week did not make sense.
This is a tough one because Buffalo is bad. They're not as bad as Kansas City, and it's just really hard for me to believe the Chiefs could be favored over anybody. So I'm gonna say it's a pick 'em.
Yep, exactly right. I thought the Chiefs would be a 2-point favorite, but it is a pick.
So I'm doing well with not doing my preparation this week.
Yeah, great. If you lay the exact right excuse in there, you can pull it out.
Thank you.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
Matt Ryan, is this even a line?
There is a line. I don't know what to say. I mean, I made a line. It reflects that he's. I mean, I'm going to give you a hint here. It reflects that he's not playing.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Actually, it's tough. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm going to, regardless, I'm going to say New Orleans by 7.
All right. I said 8.5. It's 9.5.
Oh.
So, I mean, they were giving the Falcons, I'm sorry, they were giving the Redskins 9.5. So.
Yeah, that's a bad pick by me.
I win that one. Do you get the feel, I don't know if you watched last week, did you feel like New Orleans could have lost to the Redskins? All right.
I got to say something. I don't think they fix NFL games, but if some sort of if some sort of Donahue thing happened where a linesman was involved or like the replay official or something, like 3 years from now, and that guy said, and here's one of the games we did, that game would be my first suspect. Had two of the fishiest calls I've ever seen in a football game in the same game.
The overturned fumble, you're saying?
The interception at the end of the first half, I thought the guy got touched when he caught it, and it was arguable whether he even caught it.
Yeah, right.
You know, that play is always called dead. There was a guy right there, whatever. And then the fumble in OT. You know, first of all, we've always been taught that it has to be irrefutable evidence to overturn. It was not irrefutable. And then second, they whistled the play dead before the Saint picked it up.
Yeah.
So how did they get the ball? I've never seen that before, ever, in a football game.
I know. And then Sean Swisham can sit right beside the ref that possibly fixed that game. That was awful. It was awful.
That would be great if there was a place kicker gambling scandal. Oh, my God.
We have to see it already. I can't. It's been so many years.
He'd be the easiest guy to get it to pay off. They don't make any money.
Exactly.
They could double their salary in one game.
I hope one of them's listening. I hope one of them's listening. And I hope it's Kading this week. Carolina at New England.
You know, the Carolina game was a classic example of when everything's going wrong. Like, I had the Bucks; they ended up not covering. Josh Freeman threw 5 interceptions. At least 3 of them were inside the Carolina 10.
Was it 5? I didn't even see.
He threw 5. He threw 5, and he just kept throwing them into the Carolina end zone. These quarterbacks that just try to whip it between 17 guys to get to their guy who's standing next to the goalpost. Very frustrating.
Yeah, there are about 4 or 5 quarterbacks who could hand off in every play the rest of the year, and they'd be fine. They wouldn't embarrass themselves. They really wouldn't.
I have New England 9.5 over Carolina.
That's exactly what I had, and it's 13.5.
It's a little high, considering if the close-up they showed of Brady's finger, that did not look like a sprain.
Yeah.
I've had a broken finger before. That looked broken to me.
That is high. And I am not trusting Belichick anymore. I mean, I still believe in Brady. I know maybe he's hurt or whatever, but Belichick is immortal, and he's quickly sliding into Richard Kotite territory.
It's
passing up field goals. It's like the Karate Kid, and like everyone's onto that crane crap, and now he's got to kind of play like everyone else.
So you think this is like Karate Kid 3 for you?
Yeah, this is 3.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, what's next? The one with Hillary Swank. So be careful.
I obviously have a lot of problems with what's happening this year, and also I took a lot of heat back home for during the beginning of the season, just pointing out, like, hey, we should start getting prepared that this might be the end of the run here. You know, there's a lot of evidence with bad drafts and, you know, Belichick's age and injuries, and we lost a lot of veteran leaders. Like, you know, let's all start mentally preparing that this could be it. And, you know, I'm a turncoat for writing that. And then after the 4th-and-2, which I thought was the defining moment of the season, you know, it wasn't that he made the call. It was that the whole series was just a mess. It looked like a poorly coached team that had no idea what it was doing. And we're just, that seems to be the theme every week now.
I think you're right.
There's no common anything.
All that said, though, can you see them putting a 41-0 smackdown on the Panthers like they did the Titans?
Of course.
Just at home.
But you know what, though? This is the one thing we've learned through decades of gambling is that you stay away from teams when they hit this point. The old lion that might still be good or they might not, and it's basically you're trusting them just on previous performance and not the performance that's happening right now. Those are the teams you do not throw in teases or parlays, period.
Stay away. But
leave them alone.
-3.5. We'll be taking a -3.5 on the
street. you'll talk me to it by Saturday night.
Miami at Jacksonville. I'm not going to say. Go ahead.
I can't decide if Miami's good or not.
It's an impossible game to bet. It really is.
They played the Pats really good twice, really well twice. They played the Saints really well. I don't get it.
They get up for certain games, for sure. They're one of those teams that just...
Yeah.
Like the Redskins. I mean, they're a better version of the Redskins, but...
This is either Jags by 3 or Jags by 2.5, and I'm going to say 2.5.
Ah, you should have said 3. That's what I said. Exactly right. Mm. So it's 3-3 now.
All right.
All right, Denver and Indy.
I'm not willing to believe Denver has its mojo back yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to make of Indy because...
You're an Indy hater. I mean, we both watched that Colts Titans game, and I'm like, oh, that whatever. We screwed up. We should have taken the Colts. And you're like, yeah. No, Titans could have won that game. I was like, what? My two touchdowns. The stats were crazy, and they held Johnson to 75 yards. They did exactly.
They could have won the game. Well, the stupid field goal they gave up at the end of the half was ridiculous.
Oh, and that's then what the Colts do.
24-10. About midway through the second half. And they have first and goal from, like, the 7 and somehow turn the ball, you know, 4 downs and give the ball back. And they run, you know, we talked about this on Sunday. Mm-hmm. America didn't hear because they can't hear our conversations. But the fade play, we've been talking about the fade play all season. The fade play now seems to be happening more often.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're doing it despite us. Maybe they can hear us.
Here's a hint, Tennessee. Vince Young, not the most accurate guy, throwing the fade pass to Kenny Britt, a rookie. I'm going to guess that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Just I'm throwing it out there. I'm going to say it's a low degree. Like even that play they won the game on the week before, that wasn't a fade play. It seems the plays that work are always the guys crisscrossing across the goalpost.
Right. And doesn't physics or some other science that I'm not familiar with dictate that, okay, you want to take advantage. The fade route takes advantage of a bigger receiver over a smaller D-back, right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that same, using that logic, wouldn't a slant route where you don't have to lob it in the air 14 yards, wouldn't a 3-yard slant achieve the same thing? Like a bigger guy just getting that initial step and just being able to power his way across? But I don't know, man.
I would add to that if you're running the fade route against a wide receiver who's going against a cornerback who's the exact same size as him, there's no advantage.
Yeah. All right. So what? Denver at Indy.
Denver at Indy. It's either 7.5 or 8. I'm gonna say Indy by. I'm gonna say Indy by 7.
Oh, you jerk! It is 7, and I have 7 also. Oh, come on.
Well, you know what?
I have to go with the first thing you said, and you said 7.5 or 8.
Well, you know what? I realized as I was making the pick that they had Tennessee by 6 last week, and that it should be at least in the ballpark.
I hate when you realize stuff.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Detroit at Baltimore.
Is that it for the Ravens, or are they still lingering?
I think this Flacco is getting worse and worse, and I don't know.
He really is.
Maybe if we said that he played week 6 through 13 with the swine flu, I'd understand, but...
Yeah, he's lost his confidence. I don't know if he lost confidence in his receivers or if the league has figured out something, but his last 2 weeks were awful.
The thing with them is they have 3 games that they almost can't lose. If you include this one, home against Detroit, home against Chicago.
Yeah.
They're at Oakland the last week, which tends to be a problem, but they're at Pittsburgh. But
I'm going to say Baltimore by 11.5.
That's what I said, exactly, and it's 13.
Oh.
You and I are on.
Yeah, we're on there. This is usually good for our gambling when we're guessing the lines close.
Oh, it's going to be great if we hadn't retired.
Yeah.
It's 5-5, Cincinnati at Minnesota.
Brett Favre, we all forgot.
I'm going to pick this game wrong no matter what. I mean, forget what the line I pick, but I'm going to pick the winner wrong, I think.
We all forgot about Brett Favre in December.
We all forgot.
He's back.
Not hearing about that touchdown interception ratio as much.
Worst game plan I think I've seen this year in that game.
Yeah.
They made the decision early on that Brett Favre was going to either win it or lose it for them, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say Cincy in Minnesota. Minnesota is favored by 6.5.
Yeah, wow. You're good. You got it exactly. I said 7. That's not fair, really.
Interesting tease if we still gambled.
This is one of those games the Bengals get up for, right? They play good defense against a great team and after struggling against the crap teams.
Well, that does seem like they're the play to the level of the opponent team. There's one every year, and then whatever they're doing, that you know. Yeah. So, yeah, they could probably lose by three.
Yep.
I will say, though, I don't think that they – I wrote this, and the Bengals fans got all upset last week. It just doesn't seem to me like they have any explosion anymore since the Chris Henry injury.
No.
That he was kind of their game. He was – maybe the stats didn't totally reflect it, but at least he was the guy on their offense that did stuff. And they don't – I don't know. It just seems like they have to grind everything out to score.
Yeah, they're more of a running team. Like, I think – I don't know the numbers, but Cedric Benson and Scott, like they have more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
Close or something.
I think this could be a dangerous game for them because you need to score at least 30 to win in Minnesota, and I don't think they can do it.
All right. Jets at Tampa Bay.
Oh, man.
I think they're saying the Sanchez plays.
I like Rex Ryan against Josh Freeman this week. I'm not sure Josh Freeman is good. I'm going to say Jets by 4.5.
Yeah, you get this. I said 6. I thought it would be higher. It's 3.5.
All right. I'm in the lead.
That game. Oh, yeah, you're way in the lead now. It's 7-5. Seattle at Houston.
I couldn't believe Seattle beat San Fran last week. It must have been a home field advantage game.
That was just a definite. We looked at the line. The Niners are favored by 1 or something, and that's immediate stay away.
Yeah, and I think Texans, although the Schaub got hurt in that game. So wait a second. It's Seattle at?
At Houston.
Oh, man, that Houston team. I'm going to just give them the Houston by 3.5.
Oh, okay. I get this one. I said 6.5. It's 6. I think Seattle's garbage on the road, so they have to adjust a little. So maybe a little high.
That's a little high because last week was the official end of the Garrett Kubiak era. So now you got the team playing out the string for the coach who's not going to be there next year, no matter what the owner says. He's gone.
They're 5-7, Houston, right?
Yeah, they're out. Although I guess technically they're not out because 9-7 makes the playoffs. That's a bad pick by me.
Green Bay at Chicago.
Ooh. I like Green Bay. Chicago stinks.
I'm going to say
Green Bay by 3.5.
Oh, all right. I said 3.5, and it's 3.
So, ow!
Yeah, I was hoping you said 3.5. I'm looking at that first-round wild card weekend, and not much has to happen to get Green Bay at Arizona, which would be a great game. It would be a great first-round game. And then Dallas, Philly, or the Giants playing each other, two of those teams. And then whoever you like at that 6th seed. I have Pittsburgh at San Diego, but I realize a lot has to happen for that.
Worst case scenario, Jacksonville-Cincinnati, round 1.
Jacksonville-Cincinnati. That would be the one bad game. Denver-New England's almost a lock now. But those are good games, right, for that Saturday-Sunday?
Could be. I'm not getting my hopes up. I think too much has to happen.
I'm not
getting my hopes up. I think you see the Giants again in the playoffs. I'm just getting this weird feeling.
Yeah, I know. I don't know who to root for as a Cowboys fan. Let's get to that one. San Diego at Dallas.
How do you defend Flozo Adams?
He's just having fun.
He's having fun out there? Okay. What's this one,
San Diego? I gotta say, I like a little spark and something. I mean, I see Wade Phillips in the post-game press conference. He's like getting beat up by these reporters. I think they're gonna stuff him in a locker afterwards. I don't see any fire. We're gonna lose all our games in December again, and it's going to be a disaster.
That was the one thing we underestimated in Week 13, was that you had a lot of shaky coaches on the road in big games for the home team.
Yeah.
Which usually doesn't end well.
I was up till 2:30 in the morning Sunday night or whatever, trying to figure out a way the Cowboys can get in with 9 wins. And not only can't they do that, but there are very real scenarios where they won't get in with 10 wins. And I'm going to lose my mind.
It's a tough one. I mean, you win the game if Barber doesn't fumble, I think.
Yeah.
I just think that game's basically over. The fans check out, and the Giants don't come back.
Yep. And now San Diego, New Orleans, at Washington, which is going to be tough, and Philly. So,
what is this? What's our next game?
San Diego at Dallas.
Oh. Dallas by 2.5.
Yeah, you get... We tie here. It's 3, and I said 3.5. I thought they'd give a little bit of a nod to Dallas, but it's 3.
I like San Diego. That team is built to play in a stadium like that.
Sure. It won 7 in a row. Anthony Spencer's covering Antonio Gates. Why wouldn't you like San Diego?
I like San Diego.
Devastating. Washington at Oakland.
So, I mean, Jamarcus Russell is so bad that Gradkowski is like a dramatic upgrade from him.
Yeah.
It's almost an unprecedented. Brisker and Gradkowski should never be on the positive side of an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we've seen. Who is Oakland playing?
Washington.
It's in Oakland.
It's in Oakland. I was just going to say both teams coming off big wins, but the Skins, you say, lost that game somehow to the Saints?
I still think that game could be protested.
Yeah,
this is a tough one. I could see a 6-point range for this. I'm gonna say Washington by 2.5.
Oh man, you get this. I said the line is Washington by 1. I said Oakland by 1.
I get that. Thank you.
Why isn't Oakland favored? Oakland beat Philly, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. Like why aren't they favored at home?
It's Vegas's job to put the line where they get an equal amount of action on both sides.
Well,
a lot of people don't like Oakland.
$1,000 on the Raiders.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Probably get slaughtered. All right, you're ahead now. St. Louis at Tennessee.
Tennessee gets back on track. I'm not giving up on them. I really feel like they could have won that Colts game. I know they started out bad, but I'm going to say Tennessee by 11.
I said 11 also, and it's 13. So I have to win the last two to tie here, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to 11 and 9, including ties for us.
All right.
Sunday night, Philly at the Giants.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that one.
I have no idea who to root for as a Cowboys fan.
This has all the makings of an Andy Reid, something, him doing something in this one.
Yeah.
He's been due. It's been a while for him. I'm going to say Giants by 3.
All right. I get this one because it's Giants by 1, and I said Giants by 2. I know. I don't know which way to go. It all depends. If the Eagles linebackers aren't afraid to tackle 300-pound Brandon Jacobs as he tiptoes the sidelines, then they could be all right. Still bitter.
Nice schedule break for the Giants, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, they get Dallas at home last week and Philly at home this week. That's pretty good for December.
And then Carolina. Their December shaves up. After that, they're at Washington on a Monday night, then home against Carolina. They finish the year at Minnesota, which I don't think that game can mean anything to Minnesota. They're going to be locked in as 2-seed.
Yeah.
All right, Arizona at San Francisco. I'm playing for a tie here. I need to win this one.
San Francisco. Arizona by 3.
Son of a... You got it. I said 2.5.
Thank you.
You're up 8 weeks to 6.
Why'd you say 2.5 for that? That's a classic 3-point game.
I know. By 0.5 points. What are you...
Wait a second. I'm one more week away. Joe Mead, I'm one more win away from designing the sub.
How is that? I thought we were doing
magic
all 21.
Number.
Huh?
We're doing playoffs now?
Yeah.
We've changed the rules 7 times.
We're doing playoffs.
I offered 17 weeks, and you said we could do it next year.
Oh, yeah. We said next year, it's 17 weeks, and then each playoff round is worth the topping.
Right. Yeah, you got me scared there. Okay.
2-game lead, though. It's almost like I hope I don't become the 78 Red Sox.
I really have to start cheating now.
That's the funny thing is, both of us are so strangely honorable about this that we would never cheat. All right, we're calling our friend Dickie Barrett, the announcer for Jimmy Kimmel Live, as well as the lead singer of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. He has a new album that comes out today. And now he's on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Dickie, what's happening?
Bill, how are you?
Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you. It came out today. You found that out, huh?
Cousin Sal is on the line as well.
Heard the album.
Dickie, very excited. Very excited.
Sal. It's good, right?
Bill, have you listened to it?
Uh, I could lie and say that I have, but I haven't, because Mr. Barrett hasn't gotten it to me.
You could lie and say that you had, but it would be a big mistake, because Sal would grill you.
He would have. He would have said, what was your favorite three songs? What did you think? He would have made up lyrics.
Sal can quote it, and his son can sing most of it.
Now,
exactly right. If you're, tell us, if you're a four-year-old into ska, this is
the album. This is the album. We have the Raffy of punk rock these days.
Tell us about the album. Is this all new stuff?
It's all brand new stuff. I haven't done anything for 5 years musically. You think I could probably flush out a fresh songs.
Are all the songs about people at Jimmy Kimmel Live that nobody outside knows?
There's a song called Gamel Falls Down. There's another one called I Love My Uncle Frank.
Now, wait a second. How can you go back to this whole genre when you're wearing, like, double-breasted suits on Jimmy Kimmel Live every night? Like, haven't you disowned the genre to some degree?
What are you thinking? You trying to imply I sold it out?
No. I'm saying that, you know, tattoo, short sleeve, angry guy.
I haven't
guy.
Had the tattoos removed. It's still in my heart, William. It's still in my heart.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
The Boston's performing.
By the way, I'm getting this from the Boston sports guy who lives in Southern California. You pump out a column every day to the Boston faithful, yeah. like you're on Commonwealth Ave.
As far as they know, I am.
Not anymore, Willie.
What is the name of the... What is the name of the album?
Pinpoints and Gin Joints.
Pinpoints and Gin Joints?
Pinpoints and Gin Joints. Out today. 14 brand new songs. Proud of it. I think it sounds great. I think you'll enjoy it, Billy.
What's the title of the album? It's too late, right?
What?
To change the title of the album. It's probably too late.
No, it's printed up.
All right.
Damn.
If you want to sharpie a new title on it, feel free, Sal. I don't give a what you do.
What did you
let me tell you, I've heard it and it's great, and it's got, if a radio station had the balls to play it, it has three or four hits on it, and I love it. It's energetic, and if you like the Boss Tones, if you know that song Knock on Wood they used to do.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I am very quiet whenever Sal's being sweet. Whenever he gets that sweetness in there, I lay low, because he'll sting you right after that.
This is a good album, though.
People are calling it, they're saying it is to music what the Book of Basketball is to books.
Oh, that's a good sign, though.
That's really good.
What is the first single?
I'll move one-third of the amount of units you've moved.
What is the first single?
First single, well, it's kind of different. I think the days of kind of releasing singles are gone, but I think on Jimmy Kimmel on... I don't even want to tell you.
Why? Tell me.
Because it's going to be a surprise. You're going to be there, right? Friday night?
You know when you're playing. Friday night, Dickie will be performing outside.
Yeah.
Mother Nature permitting, and... Yeah, it's going to be great.
Stop saying that, man.
I'm getting really worried. People are talking about there being rain, and I want to play out back on the outdoor stage.
Well, Doug,
in a way, it would be good if it rained. And, you know, Dickie, if you haven't seen the Boston's, they have a dancer. They have a guy that just dances for like 2.5 hours on stage. And I haven't seen him negotiate puddles on the stage, but it'll be interesting.
You'd think he'd be in shape, right?
I think if there's any weather
problems... He's goier than I am.
If there's any weather problems, the good news is that Doug DeLuca will be there, and he'll be able to handle any situation that arises.
Dick, please explain to Bill. I know this hurts, but there is a song on the album that is dedicated to a Boston Red. One thing didn't exactly work out for you. Do you want to talk about that?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sal.
There is
a song loosely based on a legendary former Red Sox baseball player who went to I really don't know where he ended up. I didn't follow his career once he left the Red Sox. I have a tendency to do that. But I guess he might still be in the sport. I'm not too sure.
Hmm.
But there's another song, Sal.
Dickie was rooting. Every Red Sox fan hates the Yankees, but Dickie was intently rooting against the Yankees.
Root against the Yankees. Sal, if they were playing the... I'd root for the Yankees.
I understand, but particularly when Johnny Damon got up, Dickie wrote a song about Johnny Damon, and like, you could go wherever you want. I don't know the exact lyrics, but you only won the ring with us. So now
I don't really recall anything you're saying right now.
Oh, so
by the way,
tonight
on Spike TV, Super Dave Spiketacular.
Well, he's following you on this podcast.
We'll
wait a
that.
Second. You got to plug.
I'm following who?
He called me last night and invited himself on my stupid iPod thing or whatever it is.
I warned you, buddy.
Whatever it's called, your stupid thing. That stupid thing you do, I want to be on again.
That stupid thing that everywhere I go, people tell me they've heard me.
But it's so stupid. People listen to this. It's so stupid. Can I come on?
I can't believe it. I was either going to go on your podcast or I was going to walk down the street with a sandwich board. I'm not sure which reaches more people.
Wow.
Dickie?
Yeah,
can you promote? Can you promote the Boston shows, please, for everybody back home?
Back home in Boston, where both me and you are not right now.
Yeah,
we're going to play at the House of Blues the day after Christmas. We're going to be the 25th, no, the 26th, 27th, 28th at the House of Blues on Lansdowne Street in Boston for 3 nights.
And what other cities are you going to? Anything?
That'll do. That's all we have booked right now.
Let me just say, and this Friday, the 11th, I will be there performing at Jimmy Kimmel Live, like we mentioned. I'll be handing out illegally downloaded CDs.
Why would you do that, buddy?
No, we want to get the music out there, right? Isn't that the idea?
No, I've come up with a different way.
All right.
Hey, are Harry and Ken still in town?
Isn't it weird, when your first album hit, the internet existed in like a pretty primitive form.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird to think now that people could just download any song they want and then you have to get the whole album.
A teenage Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
Just learning how to blog.
Yeah, it's true.
It was a completely different world.
I was older than a teenager, but still. Do you want to
like to go see the Boston's, but there's a Celtics game tonight.
Got
a blog.
Do you want to do your impersonation of me? Because it's probably arguably the worst one of anyone who does an impersonation.
You know what? By the way, all the impersonations of you are bad and really sound nothing like you.
But Damashek sounds like Robbie Benson trying to sound black.
I think that's pretty much it, though, isn't it?
He sounds like Howard Cosell pretending to be Robbie Benson, pretending to be black. That's how it comes out. I don't know. It has no correlation to me at all. But if you want to do the imitation to me, go ahead.
The impersonation of you is just it's just more of a it's a interpretive dance. It's not exactly you. I can't
do it. Come on, do it.
Hey, you got to buy my new book. It's in stores now. Bill Simmons, the greatest book ever written. Is that good?
It's pretty good.
Way too masculine. Way too masculine.
All right, Sal, do your version.
I got to tell you, Varsity Blues is going to the NFC Championship.
Varsity Blues is like the Karate Kid of football. Or the other way around.
Joe Meade.
Nothing.
Joe Meade,
I'm too manly to do it.
Which one do you like more?
Gosh. I'll go with Dickie's version.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you very much.
South. I like them both. That's fine.
Sal, take some of that. All right, Dickie Barrett.
Sal's funny.
New
album. Let me tell you something. Dickie gives me hope for the Cowboys because they're similar to. They both thrived in the mid '90s, and now they're big comeback. And Dickie's got a state of the art tour bus with a giant scoreboard, and it means big things for the Boston.
I actually pull for the Cowboys now because I like Sal so much. He's such a good guy, and I actually root for him. But what a stink team. And I should really talk, right?
Well, it's like a contest at Jimmy's house to see who's the most disappointed in their team every week.
If the Colts win the Super Bowl this year, then it's officially, for someone who roots for Boston sports teams, it's officially the worst year in history, right?
It's the Trinity. You have Yankees, Lakers, Colts. It's a disaster.
I'd throw the Penguins in there, too. I'm not that fond of that team either.
Yeah, I guess from the early '90s. Yeah, but I mean, there could have been worse. And this is like our the three teams we hate the most, and the three sports that matter the most to Boston.
But Sal wasn't kidding. I was rooting so hard for the Yankees to lose. I mean, zero joke that the Shrifty, who considers himself, we work for him. He considers himself a Yankees fan, and which means that whenever they run the playoffs, he puts a Yankees hat on. But he said I felt bad rooting for my team because you wanted them to lose so bad.
You cared more than he did somehow.
I cared, yeah. He's like, at some points he's like, well, if the Yankees don't win the World Series, at least Dickie will be happy.
I fortunately was on my book tour during that entire World Series.
That was a nice distraction, right?
Well, I kind of checked out mentally anyway because I knew, you know, you just kind of knew. Their team was really good, and it was pretty apparent from June on that they're going to win.
What's the line, Dickie? It's almost worth buying the album just to hear you mispredict that Johnny Damon will not win with the Yankees. What is the line?
You're talking about a song I wrote right after Johnny Damon left the Red Sox.
Okay. All right.
So these are the songs I wrote in the last 5 years, Sal.
Wow.
All right.
It's fair.
You know, I'm not Nostradamus. I wrote
maybe
a song about my feelings about a guy that I really love that played for the Red Sox, and you figure out which one it is, and that's all I'm going to say on the subject. I've got a question for Bill, though.
Yeah.
What about the Celtics? Are they too old?
It's too early to say. We will know in April. They're old and they look good right now, but I want to make sure everybody is.
Who looks better than the Lakers right now?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody. We need a Lakers injury, I think. Yeah, okay. Though we probably match up the best with them out of anybody, but the Lakers are ridiculous.
Is that what we're doing now? We're rooting for people to get hurt?
I think it would help. I think we need some sort of a chip kneecap or some sort of.
Yeah, we've been doing that for years, not now.
Yeah, I
we
like
need a shot from the grassy knoll.
We need Kobe
sort of sniper attack.
What we really need is for Kobe's knees to remember that they've played like an unbelievable amount of games the last 13 years, and that he is now defying all historical lessons in the history of the league.
And that can't happen to the Celtics.
I just said all historical lessons.
Collectively older knees.
I just said all historical lessons in the history of the league. It's redundant.
I'll even take a broken hip for Nicholson at this point.
I just said all historical.
Go ahead.
Dickie, we have to make way for Super Dave, who's going to grace himself with his presence. Your new album comes out today.
My new album comes out today. That's
Jimmy
right.
Kimmel Live, December 11th, and then a series of Boston shows right after Christmas. Sal and I were going to go, and then we remembered we had two kids each.
Oh, come on. Come on. I thought that was still up in the air.
It's still up in the air.
Come on.
It is up in the air, but the plane that takes us over to Boston on December 27th will not be up.
We'll be down on the ground.
Dickie Barrett, good luck.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for doing it for me.
All right, bye-bye.
See you.
All right.
Come on,
Sal. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Now get ready. Now, here comes Super Dave Osborne.
Now the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. The first person who didn't request to come on but told me he was coming on, so I felt like somehow we had to call him since he made it clear that he was scheduled. Our friend Super Dave Osborne, a.k.a. Bob Einstein. What's happening?
Billy, tonight is my last show of the Super Dave Spectacular.
Yeah.
And I am fighting Rampage Jackson.
Wow.
And Jimmy Kimmel is on as a guest, and also Jose Canseco helps me.
That's an action-packed show.
I know.
I've seen this episode.
Well, don't, you know what? Try to contain your excitement.
Well, I've seen the show.
Oh, no, really? Did I wake you up, or do you want me to call you later, or what?
I'm still reeling from the fact that...
It's bad enough I'm calling an iPod, and you say, well, that sounds good.
You know,
if I'm not doing anything, I'll listen. Maybe I will. I don't know what I'm doing, but maybe I will.
You just yelled at me because we couldn't keep Dickie on the line, and you yelled at us because we didn't have four people.
Extensions.
Listen,
I really feel going to door to door would be better, but I got such feedback from doing this, I don't understand it.
You don't understand the technology?
This show is a hit. This show is a big hit in iPod land. Isn't it?
We call it podcast.
How about Tiger? What do you think's going on?
Well, let's hear your theory.
Think everything's good at that house?
Let's hear your whole take.
Morning, they took the mother-in-law by ambulance.
Mother-in-law left today with a stomachache. She's okay.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. The wife, what's her name?
Elin.
Elin.
Yeah, Elin. I think she has to either go with Aaron or Ellen or something because... Yeah. Elin is too hard for me to say. Anyway, I feel badly for her. But she followed him out of the hospital, and spies say they saw Tiger at the doorway with the chef's hat on.
What the hell does that mean?
That means she has a stomachache. And he fed her some stuff. Am I going to have to explain every damn thing I say on this podcast?
Listen, you do have to explain. You're talking into an iPhone right now.
I got the joke.
I know you do, but you don't laugh very hard. You're very laid back.
I didn't know, Super, how racist you were going with it. There's another.
I wasn't going racist. Okay. Wow, is that racist?
No, all right.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. May I say something? I believe. I love Tiger Woods, as you know.
Right.
And when he had the first transgression, I thought it was like a one-time-only thing.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, he did it, then he'll get through this, and there'll be no problem. Then it turns out it was a 17-year relationship. And then there's 2, 3, now there's 10. He's getting very close to writing a book, My Favorite. Did you get that one?
I laughed and I worry that we can keep that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
So you're saying right now the Tiger's on the back nine.
I have no idea what his sponsors are doing. Mm. Can you imagine the meetings at Nike and Gatorade and how they spin this? What do they say?
It's
Escalade made out more than anything. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on.
And he's not through. He wasn't through. There's so many more that are coming out. And two of them he paid off, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
This is very sad to me, but I have a feeling
it's very sad.
That Mickelson is walking around with a all day.
Yeah, Super, you went through this almost 20 years ago with Magic. What is it about you that you keep being attracted to sports idols?
It was nothing. What do you mean with Magic? Magic, no one really knows what happened.
Magic had a sex scandal, and it came out he was sleeping with tons of women. And now another one of your heroes, Tiger Woods, same thing.
It was nothing like this. It was no, look, if Larry Bird looked decent, he would have the same thing. He had a problem,
How dare you? It was his birthday yesterday.
No, he was a great player, but I mean, there was no one waiting for him after the game.
As far as you know.
Look,
I know you were. I'm talking about a woman.
I think a lot.
Here's the thing. I'm just kidding. Here's the thing. What really bothers me about Tiger is the latest one to admit it. Did you see her?
Not a looker? No.
I'm telling you, she's in a sexy dress, and she said he was such a good lover, and we did it in the house.
Oh no!
Can you believe that?
Well, we did it
in the house. Now
what
tomorrow
about...
there's going to be a girl that comes out and that says, "I live in his closet. I've lived there for 4 years."
What about
and
the
I
one?
Him his clothes. What?
Well, what about the one he picked up at the diner, who then allegedly he had to drop off at her trailer park? That was a tough one.
That's a tough one, but not as tough as the latest one. They've all been very attractive. This was a little lapse that he did in the house. I don't know if she was working on the pool or fixing something, but he could have let her go.
David Letterman said she was disgusting.
I don't think David will say one word about this entire project.
So you're saying a Tiger's 18-hole scorecard that this girl is a bogey?
I think that everything that David might think about this, he's going to keep to himself. But I'll tell you, he's very happy.
Yes.
Why is that?
He's celebrating.
Knocked him out of the headlines.
It really did, completely. It knocked but it won't stop. Poor Harvey Levin can't sleep.
No, he's up 24 hours
so much
a day.
Work to do.
Yeah. It's too bad
I'm always saying poor Harvey Levin.
Everyone says that. He drinks out of that same cup every damn day. I don't know what's in there. You could think maybe you could change it and get a little something else.
I know, pretending to draw on that dry erase board.
Well, how about this segue? Tiger Woods not in episode 4 of the Super Dave Spectacular tonight on Spike TV.
I love that. No, and I wish he were. Oh, my God, would that be great?
Would you have had, if you could have done a fifth episode, how would you have used a Tiger Woods impersonator?
Well, I'd have to say, a Tiger Woods impersonator? I wouldn't have used that, thank you very much. Thank Dominion for coming up with some real neat ideas.
Come on.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't use an impersonator. If I couldn't get Tiger, I wouldn't use him. But I'll tell you a show I'm excited about.
Yeah.
It's the Jackson 4.
To really see that
family without Michael, I am so excited.
Yeah.
Because every time they would appear in concert, if Michael was with them, I wouldn't go. But I want to see Jermaine, and I want to see all of them.
Let me ask you, they're on Jimmy's show. They're on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, and we're all wondering how Jimmy's going to handle this interview because it's a very serious thing they're promoting, and yet we're a comedy show. So
I don't think there's any handling it seriously. I think after Hello, I think the seriousness is gone.
Wow.
What can you possibly say? What can you say? The one thing you Jackson boys had is a great father.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
He gave you such great leadership.
Yeah,
you still talk to your dad, or... No, why would you introduce the Jackson 4 on the Kimmel tonight?
I don't know. It's, Tito needs...
What are you going to do? Is Tito on?
It's Tito, Marlon, who are the other two? Randy and...
And Jermaine.
I don't know. They'll find another one.
And Jermaine. Yeah,
yeah. Jermaine, right.
They're all available.
The girls? What about the girls?
Those are all the girls. Oh, no. No, it's just those four.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new series with Steven Seagal?
Lawman, yes, I have.
Is that the greatest?
Yeah.
No, what's great is he takes him 30 minutes to get out of the car. By the time he gets out of the car, the whole thing is solved.
Yeah, that he's wheezing as he gets to
It's cops with a star.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I don't understand this whole world, you?
I don't understand it, and the whole reality thing in general is becoming more and more confusing by the week. I saw an ad last night, Super, for Levi Johnston for pistachios.
I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say. You know, it used to be 15 minutes of fame. Now it's 15 months.
Really?
So everything's changed. Levi Johnston for pistachios.
Yeah. Well, you could argue it's 15 years because last night one of the George Lopez guests was Cato Caitlin.
Oh, wow.
So he's gotten 15 years out of 15 minutes somehow.
Is he already on Cato Caitlin?
Can you imagine who George promised the network who his guests are going to be? And this is it in the third week.
Hey, but he's bringing the party to late night.
I know.
You got to hand it to him.
Have you seen the show Loving Llamas?
No. Super.
You haven't seen that?
I have not seen that. Didn't know you were such a reality buff, though.
Super's like a 13-year-old girl.
Have you seen that show? Tell me you have.
I have not seen that one.
In the episode I saw, his daughter goes to the woman who is responsible for putting the stars in the sidewalk's name and demands to know why her father Lorenzo's name is not in the street.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What is the answer? I've always been wondering that.
I don't know. And then Chloe is pregnant, Lamar's wife.
What?
Yep, that's what I heard. That's going to help the Lakers.
Ugh.
I know.
So two of those.
Let's talk about my show tonight.
Because we got to go. Sal's got to go. Let's give one more plug for the show.
Where's Sal going?
Sal's got to go work. He's got to write jokes for your friend Jimmy.
I have a meeting, and I'm not kidding. We just got an email saying Jermaine will not be here tonight, so we're down to the.
Then let me come as the fourth jack.
I would love that.
You should pitch
Sal. Wouldn't that be the greatest?
She pitched that. Hey, Super, were you happy with the last Curb Your Enthusiasm episode that you weren't in?
I love them all. I love them all. There's nothing funny that PSU thing is in the sink. You know that.
Well, but I'm saying they could have worked you. After watching that whole episode, you could have been worked in somehow, I think,
I would never complain. I love doing that. It's the greatest.
Okay.
Does it come back, Super?
How funny was the black? What?
Does it come back? Is there another season? Or is that
I'm sure there will be. Please let me come out tonight as a fourth Jackson. If you had any balls, you would.
I won't do anything.
What I'll do is, listen, here's what I'll do. I will blend into what they're saying. It's all nonsense anyway. I can talk about the ranch and all that stuff.
All right, you have to promise to be very serious.
I will, and what Joe meant to me and how he raised me and... that kind of stuff, and I didn't sing that much as a kid, but now I'm really into it.
I hope and pray that this happens. Super Dave.
Then I can say I collected, and I still have it in a case, all the skin that was taken off the kids' faces.
That's done and done.
I could bring that out.
You just got a snort for me. Was the snort good enough for you?
We could auction it off.
All right, Super Dave, we have to go.
Hey, Super Dave Spike Tech, how do you have to go in an iPod?
We're almost at an hour. We never like to go longer than an hour. Well, you'll come back. We'll talk Lakers Celtics over the winter. You have an open invite.
Yeah, you wish you'd talk Celtics. Hey, here's the thing. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? I'm going to New Orleans and Indianapolis.
Well, you really went out on a limb with those two.
Sal is a Cowboy diehard.
You spent 2 hours coming up with those two?
I'm going to say Chargers, Cowboys.
Hey, let me tell you something. If the Cowboys get in the Super Bowl, I'm not going to even say what I do.
Okay, good.
Because, first of all, the Phillips, can you imagine the halftime talk he must give? He looks so confused out there, doesn't he?
He does look a little confused.
Everybody, gather around here. Gather around. Look, we're behind now. What happened? And time's up, coach. We have to go back out. Oh, okay. Well, let's try not to let him run a kickoff back at least. Or that one guy who's never run 74 yards in his life. What happened there, guys?
I'm getting sick. I'm laughing, but I'm
Tony,
sick.
What's happened to Tony? Do you know that Sal named his kid Romo?
Yeah, it's his middle name. I know. Very
well.
Listen,
that guy is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I pray he grows up straight.
For the next 4 years. Oh.
I pray that kid grows up straight. That's all I can say.
I'm hanging up.
Bye, Sal.
Don't hang up.
Goodbye. Super
Bye, Sal.
Spectacular. Mondays at 3.
Bye, Sal.
Listen to me carefully. Tonight. Spike, Super Dave Spiketacular.
Right, we got you. All right, we come back there in the winter to talk NBA and NFL.
All right, let's talk NBA in the winter.
Okay, well, we'll call you. A few weeks away. All right. Thank you, Super Dave. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.
This concludes another installment of the BS Report. And with all the talk about sports, Bill Simmons neglected to mention this important news, which frankly cannot go unstated. Whether tailgating, watching the game with friends, or just really hungry, attack your hunger with Subway Catering. Piled high platters starting at $25, giant subs, cookies, drinks, and more. So find a reason to party, put Subway Catering in charge, and get busy feasting. Subway. Cater fresh.